Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Stick around for naked bowling.
Absolutely. That was at the forefront of our group therapy and then went down the side road of what other sports should we maybe not do naked?
Yeah. We workshop a new game on the show.
Yeah, a little test kitchen.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to it and tell us what you think. Stupid fact of the day made us appreciate the year we're living in.
And toilet paper.
Yes. Setting the bar stories, Throwback Thursday, and a lot more.
Welcome to your Thursday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I was reminded today by Facebook that it was 15 years ago today that the voting ended on Regis and Kelly's, like,
OMG.
DJ swap out for Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, fill in for Kelly.
Yeah, she was going on maternity leave, I want to say, or something like that. Maybe not maternity leave, but she was
going to be gone, and they were like,
she was going to be gone,
guest hosts.
And so what they wanted to do is they wanted to bring in some radio personalities to fill in for Kelly Ripa while she was out.
I threw my name in the hat.
And Kelly put her name in the hat, and you actually like made it to the top 50 or the top 20 or something. I mean, you were up
there somewhere. I was up there, and yeah, and then that was the end of the road.
Did they ever call you?
No.
I can't remember how that all worked.
Called.
Okay.
At least I didn't get the call. Maybe I didn't answer it. Maybe they left a voicemail and I didn't get it.
Well,
no, I didn't end up.
You're a little less like me, where if you get a call from any number that's not already saved in your phone, you're not answering.
Not answering it.
No,
probably not even listen to the voicemail if they do leave one.
Even if you are in my phone, I'm probably not. I'm sitting there waiting for the phone to stop ringing so then I can text and go, "Hey, what do you need?"
Hey, what do you need? I don't care to talk to you, actually. Just tell me what you need. Shoot me a text.
So it was,
well, you know what? Our friend Amy does that. She leaves a message on her voicemail like, "Hey, voicemail's not my thing. Best way is just text me."
Mm-hmm. I got into a conversation a few years ago with a guy that I work with, and he was like, "Hey, help me settle a debate. Would you, if you call and don't get someone, you know, someone doesn't actually like pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Are you leaving a voicemail or are you just texting them afterwards?" And I said, "Well, I think I'm leaving them a voicemail, but that was then. And now I'm thinking, no, I'm just going to hang up and I'm going to text them and say, 'Hey, call me when you can,' or 'Hey, I was trying you because this X, Y, Z, you know, and I'm not even, there are very few people where I'll actually listen to a voicemail from."
Yeah.
If I actually get a voicemail, and I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, I don't recognize the number, but it is like a 502 number or something. And so I'll be like, all right, well, but businesses or like those spam calls are getting kind of tricky. Sometimes they do use local numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll
go. But they're not going to, usually the spam numbers don't leave voicemails.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'll go, well, if I know them, they'll leave a voicemail.
Mm.
So that's my test. But then I'm thinking to myself, I don't even leave voicemails.
Yeah.
But I'll follow up with a text at least.
I think I was sitting there thinking, does my husband leave me voicemails? I don't think he does. I think he just texts.
My wife will leave me a voicemail, but sometimes it's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
But if she needs to get a hold of me, she'll text me.
Yeah. Like my kids will leave rants on the voicemail. "Mom,
oh my kids,
the phone. I'm thinking about coming over, but I don't know if I want to come over, but I kind of miss you, and I'm just, when are you going to be back?" And
my kids will never leave a voicemail.
Really?
No.
My kids do. "Mom, where are you?"
They won't do that. Mm. They will, I mean, to the one,
I'm keeping
to the
them
point
too,
where,
so I can go back and listen to them.
Where one of my daughters will be like, "Quit blowing up my phone." Like if people even text her too much.
Wow. She's like, no touching. Yeah. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I don't want a people right now.
Yeah. It's like,
in any way,
I'm getting too many notifications. I'm trying to watch some sort of video on my phone.
I'm turning all of you off.
And I'm getting way too many notifications.
Don't send me a reel. Don't send me a meme. Don't even send me a Jiffy.
Shoot. All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX on World Emoji Day. What do you think the top emoji being used right now in the world is? I'll give you a hint. It's the same as the top emoji being used in the United States.
The top emoji.
Yeah, the very top that most people are using. Not that maybe you use. Well, or maybe it is.
I'm going to say it. Crying laughing.
It's not it.
Dang it.
Nope. Crying laughing did make the top 10.
Okay. So that means that we can still use it, because I believe it ended up on the list of the emojis we're not supposed to be using anymore, according to like Gen Z or something.
But yeah, crying laughing did make... Wait. Are you talking about crying laughing where it's tilted?
Yes, or... tilted.
Okay, no, sorry. that did not make... It's the crying laughing that's
crying
just
laughing
straight.
When it's tilted, I think it's even more hilarious.
Yeah, the crying laughing tilted face is maybe top 20.
Oh, wow. But, such disrespect.
But the top emoji in the United States and the top emoji in the world is the heart emoji.
Really?
Yep.
Just the plain red heart.
Plain red heart.
All right.
Yep. Followed by the checkbox.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I was going to say thumbs up was my second
thumbs
choice.
Up. For the United States, the thumbs up is, what is that, 10th maybe?
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's 12. Yeah, so the top emojis that are used in the United States, heart is number one. The crying, like streaming tears, is number two.
As in, we're sad. I'm really sad. I'm sobbing.
Yeah.
Not the crying laughing. Okay.
No, not crying laughing. Just like the sobbing.
Okay.
The stars, the multiple stars is three.
I've never used that.
Yep. It's three.
Ever.
And then the skull is four.
Sure. I get that.
Fire, the fire emoji is five.
Wow.
Checkbox in the United States is six. Crying laughing, not the tilt.
Just straight
crying laughing is seven. The party horn that has the streamers coming out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's eight.
Like, happy birthday, party horn.
The star, just the straight star, is nine.
And then just the smile using a star?
Is 10.
When do you ever, like, use a star for an emoji? Like, what's the context around that?
I don't know.
This is so bizarre.
I know.
Like, who are they surveying?
This is a real-time emoji tracker.
Or they're just pulling everybody's like text messages, and they're just looking at all everybody's text messages and figuring it out.
I guess, yeah. It's a real-time. So it changes a little bit from, minute to minute.
Can't stop, won't stop, but still using tilted crying laughing the most for me.
The least one in the United States is the toothbrush.
Right, because who needs to text an emoji of a toothbrush to anyone other than your kids? Like, did you do this today?
Well, there are 5,279 people who've just done that.
Okay.
So, but that's the very least. Followed by the hot plate and, like, the lab coat. The hot plate and the lab coat. Yeah, like the hot plate is just like the red circle that has the red squiggly lines up.
Why would you ever need to text that, though? Like,
yeah,
what's
well,
the
that's
message?
Why it's the last. That's why it's last.
Okay. Yeah. So no one's using it.
Barely anybody's using it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe just campers. Hey, don't forget this.
Yes, it's probably campers. Probably
you're
campers.
Your husband who's packing for the camping trip. Don't forget the hot plate.
So yeah, heart emoji number one in the United States and in the world.
That has no bearing on my decision making when it comes to the emojis I'm using.
No.
Zero bearing.
No, the only bearing that it's in the moment bearing.
Sure.
Like whatever's happening in the moment, that's the emoji I'm going to be using.
Sure. And it's usually tilted crying laughing.
Yeah, well. all right, hey, coming up next, when you meet someone who's hot and they're throwing darts right into your heart, then you got to catch up with them somehow.
Well, yeah. I mean, you this could be your soulmate. And if you let them walk out of your life the first time.
Yeah. Or if you're getting a delicious Auntie Anne's pretzel and you see the love of your life walk by.
The high maintenance hottie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Misconnections and it's coming up next. Sometimes when you think you've found a match, a person that really you vibe with, but you don't get a name or number because you're not in the right spot, what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine this big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man?
Yes.
You, me, and the dart popping bubble bath of my dreams.
Okay.
Location is a dive bar.
Gotcha.
You were the tallish, scruffy, hot in that I fix motorcycles any granola kind of way.
Okay.
You had a shirt that read Dart Bags Established 2006.
Dart Bags?
Which I assume is either your dart league or the name of your biker gang. Uh-huh. Either way, hot.
Yes.
You were throwing darts with precision like you trained under some ancient dart monk in the mountains. Every bullseye was a flirt.
Oh.
I was a brunette with curly hair and an oversized vintage denim jacket that made me look artsy, but really I just spilled queso on my actual outfit.
Oh, I hate that.
I was looking cute, too.
Mm.
I was there with a friend who had work in the morning, which is code for left me alone to emotionally spiral over a stranger.
Okay.
I watched you nail the board over and over again, and I started mentally planning our life together.
Yes.
So picture this. Okay, a bubble bath by candlelight.
Okay.
We're both in it.
Yes.
For some reason, we're each holding balloons in our teeth. Don't question it.
Okay.
And you're gently popping them with your pro-level dart throwing.
Wow. Sounds dangerous.
Romantic and weirdly intimate. Yeah, are we not worried about darts coming out our face?
He's a pro. He's a pro.
He's precision.
He's pro.
I was literally about to come over and introduce myself, tell you exactly what I want you to do to me, and bam!
Oh, no.
Kitchen grease fire!
What?
Next thing I know, the bar turns into a scene from a low-budget disaster movie. Flames, sprinklers, people slipping on PBR puddles.
No!
Yeah, someone took off their pants. I lost you in the chaos like Jack and Rose on the Titanic.
No!
Yes!
You go, I go!
Except no one died, just pride and maybe a fryer.
Okay.
If you're out there, Dart Daddy.
Dart Daddy.
Let's make this dream a reality. You bring the darts and I'll bring the balloons.
Okay. All right.
Reply with your high score or the number of balloons you think I can hold in my mouth.
Okay. That is so random.
That is an extremely random little fantasy there.
All right. Okay. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman. Mall food court.
Oh.
You, me, and a buttery twist of fate.
Nice.
Yeah. You were the goddess level woman gliding through the mall like you owned it.
Oh, yeah.
High heels clicking with arms full of bags like you just robbed every store in there.
Oh, she was on a spree.
You had that I brunch in heels and only fly first class look.
Oh, yeah, okay. She's looking classy.
Possibly a little sunbaked or maybe just seasoned. Mm. Either way, I was into it.
Nice.
I was there for a last minute cookie cake for my nephew's birthday because I forgot the date again. Sorry, Caleb. But I made time for a buttery golden Auntie Anne's pretzel because I have priorities.
Absolutely.
Dang it.
Absolutely. Those are delicious. You really can't walk by without buying something.
I saw you near the food court sparkling like a walking jewelry store.
Oh.
I couldn't tell if you were married, engaged,
sure,
or really just committed to accessorizing.
Okay.
Didn't matter, though.
Uh-huh.
Because I got the sense your current man might be more into fiber supplements and early bedtimes than spontaneous adventure.
Like she's got a little gold digger in her. She's got a sugar daddy, maybe.
I may not be a sugar daddy myself.
All right.
More like a Splenda uncle. But I've got a job, a Costco membership, and a hot tub I'm proud of.
Wow, those are great stats.
You know, it's shaped like a kidney.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to chase you down. But you were walking with purpose and with power.
Yes.
Like you were headed to fire someone. Plus, my pretzel was greasy, my hands were slick, I had cookie cake with happy birthday, little buddy, written on it, and I froze.
Oh, no.
Like, literally froze.
What are you going to say? Hey, pretty lady.
I know. Because I dropped my napkin and couldn't wipe my hands.
Oh, yeah. No, he was stuck.
Listen, shooters shoot.
Yeah.
So here it is.
All right.
This message in a digital bottle.
Oh, that's cute.
If you remember a man staring at you while clutching a pretzel, looking panic sweaty, that was me.
Yeah, I don't think she noticed. It didn't sound like she noticed.
If you're curious what the pretzel tastes like in a hot tub and you're ready to upgrade from Mr. Expired Multivitamin, hit me up. Wow.
I am about 99% sure she didn't notice him at all. She sounded like she was on the mission.
Probably not.
Not at all.
Listen, this is what misconnections is, though.
I mean, you never know. You're not going to know unless you shoot your shot. That's
right.
What he's doing.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot.
That's right. So whether you are looking for the dart bag.
The dart bag. And you got a unique plan for your first date.
Yep. Or that sugar mama.
Yeah.
But your hands are too buttery to say, hey. Could be one thing, and that's your Craigslist misconnections.
I'm choosing to hope that Caleb enjoyed his cookie cake.
I do, too. On 99.7 DJ. All right, time for a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's meaning or thinking about vacationing in Boise or planning a trip to Boise.
That wasn't on my list.
Okay. Well, then maybe this doesn't apply to you.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without riding a dirt bike, slapping random women on the butt in Boise, then you're doing okay.
Most of us can avoid that.
Most of us can avoid.
There's really one person this is directed at.
Yeah, but
this is the story.
The setting, the bar story is for anybody in our listening area who might be thinking they want to do that today around Louisville.
Is that really like a pre-planned out activity, or is that
apparently it is because this guy's been going around on a dirt bike, smacking or grabbing women's butts as he rides by. Several women have reported this over the past month, and he kind of wears gloves, a little ski mask, a little skull mask from the Call of Duty or the Venom mask from Spider-Man.
So no one really knows what he looks like.
Security camera did get a shot of him. His face is covered. A little blurry, though. So just kind of a...
He's a biker butt slapper?
Yeah, he's a biker butt slapper.
Okay.
Which seems to only be targeting women.
Sure. He's got a type.
Which, you know, I mean, there are...
You almost sound sad, like you're left out. Like, why is he not...
There should be equal opportunity.
...choosing to slap my backside. It's slappable.
I'm saying, there are plenty of backsides.
Well, maybe you should plan a trip to Idaho.
I don't have any trips planned currently.
In case you could just go and stand on the sidewalk and
I'm just
wait
saying,
and see
anybody
if the sky drives by.
Within the sound of my voice here in Louisville, this is an example of what not to do.
Okay,
police are looking for this guy.
Randomly slap butts.
Right.
That are not yours.
Or your wife's.
You can slap your own butt.
Or your husband's. Giggity.
Okay. We know you like to do the goosing and the slapping.
I don't so
you
much
talk
as...
talk about it many times.
Well, you're right. I do.
No, you do.
But my wife, I can't bend over in front of my wife.
That's
or
great.
Anywhere near my wife.
Oh, God. La, la, la.
You don't give your husband the old thumb?
No. No, I don't. I don't.
You
never
should
done
try
that.
It.
Never done it.
You never don't know what you're it. Missing out.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I am going to go through the rest of my life, and so will he, without that happening.
Well, he doesn't know what he's missing
No,
out.
He does. Neither one of us need that. Thank you, though.
All right. Well, anyways. If you can manage to make it through the day without riding around town on your dirt bike, smacking random women on the butt, then you're doing okay.
It's a good note.
Yeah, it is a good note. That's your setting the bar story. So would you leave your partner for $1 million?
No.
It's 99.7 DJX.
If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million.
Surprisingly, about 43% of Americans said they would.
What? Yeah. Well, they are the ones that are in unhappy relationships.
Well, I was going to say, in you know, when you consider the divorce rate is around 50%, maybe that isn't surprising. Maybe those 43% of couples were growing apart anyways, and they're like, you know what, million? All right.
Like, hook me up.
Let's check that box.
You spell my name, K-E-L-L-Y. Make that check.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just a K at the end, period. That's great. Perfect.
I mean, but why ask that question? Because there is not anyone offering up $1 million if you want to leave your spouse. So why ask?
In the same like sort of survey poll, a little less, but still a lot, almost half, 40%, said they'd accept $33
million. Oh.
If that meant someone financially ruining someone else. So we're going to give you $33 million, but you know that this person is going to be ruined. Poor. That they'll be ruined financially. And 40% were like, sucks okay. to suck. All right.
Wow. That's absolutely savage.
Now I know, and this is kind of funny too. Another large percent said they'd consider it depending on who gets destroyed in the process.
Okay, but I need to pick the person I'm destroying.
Right. Right.
And I'll sign on.
Right.
For your little squid game. That's what this feels like.
And what's funny is there's a lot of people who are saying, like 46% say, yeah, I mean, I do a real life version of Squid Game, even though in the show, if you know it, like almost
people
everybody
die, right?
Almost everyone
it's
dies.
It's like Hunger Games.
Yes.
Like you're playing to the death.
Yeah. Embarrassing themselves on live television. Apparently I've never been on live television before. About half would do it for $1 million.
Just get embarrassed on live television?
Yeah.
Okay.
41% would give up sex entirely for $1 million. 59% would give up technology.
This is a lot of questions for no one to be paying up. Like, I'm not going to sit around for your little reindeer games if there's no actual opportunity to win money.
Now, here's the thing. Only like 2 out of 10 people would pass on the $1 million. Again, this is all hypothetical. Live in this world with me for a second.
Uh-huh. I don't like these worlds.
Would pass on $1 million if it meant they'd lose access to, like, social media. It's like, here, we're going to get...
Social media is their line.
I know.
That's the litmus test. Not their spouse. Yeah. Not ruining someone else.
Yeah.
But no, oh, don't take my social media away. Nope.
What I thought was interesting is about 38% would pause the whole, like, transaction of $1 million, if accepting it meant their enemy would also profit.
Wow, how vindictive are people? Yes, we're taking money if we're ruining someone. No, we're not going to take money if our enemy is also going to get money.
I know, and I thought about that for a second. I'm like, who would even my enemy be? Or would it just show up? Would it be like, here is your enemy? And then I'm like, oh, I didn't even know we were enemies. And it's like, oh, okay, this person considers me an enemy. They just got money.
I don't think anything good comes out of this line of questioning.
Hmm.
Right? Because I don't need to know if someone thinks I'm their enemy.
We got a text from a listener said, first person I thought of was my cheating ex.
Okay.
So he deserves to be financially ruined.
All right, wow.
I would sign that $33 million without hesitation.
I was going to say, if he's your ex, did you do a little bit of that as you were walking out?
This goes with my, I would like to win the lottery, just not win the huge lottery.
Right.
I don't need to be tested that way.
Sure.
Give me a manageable amount of lottery winnings.
$100?
No, like $33 million, I think I could do.
Okay. So you can take millions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can take millions, just not like an exorbitant amount of millions.
Like half a billion.
Yeah. Couldn't do that. No, okay. That'd be too much.
All right.
Then people would come out of the woodworks asking for money.
Sure.
Charities.
They wouldn't with $33 million?
I mean, I'd probably get that too.
Yes, 1,000% you would. You would with $1 million. People are going to find you if they know about it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, just some thought this morning. Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I literally have no idea what to do here, and I absolutely do not want anyone in my friend circle or family to know this happened.
Oh, okay.
My boyfriend and I have been dating a little over a year. Everything's been what I always hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
I could see us building a life together.
Mm-hmm.
Like he truly is a man of my dreams.
Where's the butt?
But... I have been thrown for such a loop, I don't know if I really know him like I thought I did.
Oh, okay.
He went on a guy's trip with his fraternity brothers to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Came back saying that they had some crazy fun, that they had the time of their lives.
Great.
That's great. Except for I found a ticket in his pocket when I was doing his laundry after he got back for a balls-out bowling event. in Pittsburgh last weekend.
A bowling trip.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I asked him about it, and he got really weird and just said, yeah, we went bowling for some charity thing his buddy Jared wanted to support, and that was that.
Okay.
Well, I love charity.
Sure.
So I looked it up. The organization that threw the event is a nudist group.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I love charity. Charity turns out to be a stripper.
No.
Nudist group.
Nudist group.
All right.
The Pittsburgh area naturalists, to be precise. He and his fraternity brothers went naked bowling with strangers.
Okay.
I don't know how to ask him about why they wanted to go naked bowling with strangers, because I would never want to do that.
Yeah.
Am I being too much of a prude?
Yeah.
Should I confront him more about why they went to something like that? I'm trying not to sound judgy, though I know I sound kind of super judgy right now. And that's just not my comfort zone.
Mm.
Or do I just move on like I didn't find that out? And by the way, I attached the event article, so you know I'm not making it up.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. And I clicked on it, and yeah, okay.
Can you see anything?
No, they don't allow pictures from what it said in the article. No pictures. Obviously. And no funny business. They shut that down too.
Sorry, did you hear the disappointment sound in my voice?
I know. It said nudism does not equal consent and harassment will not be taken lightly. Violators will be asked to leave. That's what they said.
I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but like these things aren't like sexual. Like it's just.
But it's naked.
Yeah, it's naked.
And with strangers in public. And that's not her jam. So she's just kind of like,
I didn't think he was a nudist.
Right. Like, is he a closet nudist? Does he want to do more stuff like that? Was he just roped in because a weird buddy wanted to do it? Like, what's the root of why they did that?
Tracy texts in, okay, I'm a bowler. And the thought of naked bowling, ew.
Well,
and just the thought of naked,
it's dangerous.
And you know, thinking about sport.
They did wear shoes. Shoes is the only thing they wore.
Well, yeah, you have to wear shoes on a bowling. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thinking about sport, what sport would actually be okay to do naked? Yeah.
Zero sports.
There are very, very, very few, I would imagine.
Especially guys.
Well, that's just rude.
Well, I'm just saying there are things that should be tied down, contained, not able to be free. I feel like they can be problematic in a lot of different sports.
Really gives a new meaning to the ball washer there for the bowling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the jokes write themselves when the bowling alley decide to have this event,
I don't know.
Right?
I think.
Oh, Sean says swimming you could do naked. I guess you could.
If there's a nudist colony, like a swimming thing. Yeah, I could see that. That's for sure.
That they're going to add that in to the Olympics.
Naked swimming?
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
But yeah, like pickleball, probably.
No, sir.
I mean, I bet that there are.
No.
I'm just saying that there are nudist groups and colonies who have activities for the members. And I'm sure with pickleball being the rage it is now, that's probably something that their members do.
Nope.
I know.
I'm not saying I want to see it.
I remember my wife was, she was playing a gig. She plays violin.
She has her clothes on when she plays.
Yeah. That's not the point. She was playing at a bar in Columbus, Ohio, and it was right off of High Street. This is a major road. It's kind of like Bardstown Road there. Looked out the window as hundreds of bicyclists rode by. And this was about midnight, after midnight. And they were all naked. So there
That's
are like
something you see every day.
Right, exactly. There was a naked bike ride that was happening there.
That feels like that could be painful.
And I don't know. I just think it's not that huge of a deal. Like maybe he was doing it just because it was peer pressure and buddies and things like that. He thought it might have been fun. Yeah, funny, things like that. I don't know. Do you have any experience with anything like that? I don't know. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear a couple of your stories. We could do some of that on the way.
This is kind of turning into what other sports do you not want to do naked?
All right. We can do that too. Whatever you want to talk about. This show is yours, right?
All right.
All right. 502-795-1997. Take some of those stories on the way. We had a group therapy. Amber was kind of questioning what she thought she knew about her boyfriend when he got back from this boys' weekend bowling trip, when she found out it was actually for a nudist bowling.
Balls out bowling event.
In Pittsburgh.
That's what it's called.
I was looking at it, and I was like, that literally just happened. Pretty recently. And they say it's nudity is required there.
Uh-huh. But you just wear the shoes.
Women can wear bottoms, though.
Okay.
But they say, please bring a towel and a bag for your belongings.
Okay. Yeah, if you got stuff, car keys, wallet.
Yeah. And,
you know, I mean, you don't have pockets if you're not wearing clothes.
Wipe off the seat.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that is. Oh, wipe off the seat. Just for germs reasons, I don't think I need to go sit naked on chairs at a bowling alley.
Yeah, I mean, and I think everybody's like, hey, well, I don't know if everybody, I'm saying, hey.
Not a big deal, don't worry about it.
Not a huge deal, maybe ask them questions about it, just because.
Like, hey, I found this ticket, what is this?
Yeah, what is this? Tell me more about it, and, you know, maybe you're going to learn something fun or new that you didn't know about your boyfriend.
But he already said it was just a charity event. He went because his buddy wanted to. That was it.
Right. Well, I mean,
said about it. Like, I mean, hey, was that charity event naked?
Right. Exactly. I mean, maybe he didn't know
we'll start the conversation.
How she was going to react to something like that. And
she's reacting like this.
Right. She's messaging us, right?
His radar was on point with that.
Jared said, yeah, I wouldn't do beach volleyball naked.
Oh,
Sean
sure.
said, I wouldn't want to do football naked.
Yes, no. We started to go down all the wormhole
Chris
of all
said,
the sports we wouldn't do naked.
Ice hockey. Oh, yeah.
Or Olympic wrestling. Yeah. Oh, yes. Certainly not wrestling.
I mean, wasn't a lot of those old ancient Greek? Because, like, the Greeks invented...
The Olympics.
Sure. Weren't they naked?
I don't think so. They wore like the togas and stuff.
I don't think they did. I want to say...
In all the paintings I've seen, I don't see a lot of naked people playing sports. They're all wearing like the white... Seriously?
Greeks naked during the Olympics.
The first Olympics? What's it say?
It said...
Has anybody looked that up before?
Athletes competed in the nude... As homage to the supreme god Zeus.
They were naked in the first Olympics?
I told you.
I'd never heard that before.
They practiced.
All the paintings I've seen, they're wearing like kind of like the togas like over a shoulder.
For ancient Greek athletes, nudity functioned as something of a natural uniform. Wow. So yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Getting back to the roots there.
Now, okay.
Holly says, tell him via text, yep, they were naked and oiled.
If you look at stock photo, which is funny, because Getty Images has stock photos from the ancient Olympic Games.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Getty Images
didn't exist
they weren't
then.
Back then.
No.
But they're all like wearing your standard, like,
well, maybe they didn't go
toga
back
outfits.
Far enough. Or maybe
wow.
they made them modesty. For today's times
for
or whatever.
Art, because we just couldn't handle the naked sports.
I guess not.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, you do you, boo.
Okay.
That's what
so,
I'm saying.
So don't freak out.
Yeah, don't freak
He's,
out.
He's, you know, great guy in every
whatever.
Other way. Yep. Oh, yeah. Chrissy says definitely not weightlifting. Don't weightlift naked.
Well, I would just worry about the weights falling on something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, cleaning off the bench afterwards. The sweat marks you'd leave.
I would not sit down at all anywhere.
All right. Hey, thanks, Amber. Is that her name? Amber. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Amber. Appreciate that.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Naked cheerleading. Not great. The high kicks? No, sir. No, sir. The stunting? Oh, no.
That and could be slippery, too.
Absolutely.
Hey, coming up, I wanna try maybe a workshop a game here with you.
We're
with you,
workshop a game.
Yeah. Before we roll it out,
we're going in the lab.
We're gonna go
before we roll it out. We're gonna go in the lab. And we're gonna have that live on the air.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Why not? Okay, because let's just put our potential failures out there for all to see.
Kelly, we gotta be raw sometimes.
We do for sure. No practice runs here.
Nope.
The practice runs make it on the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You want to shout out your buddy?
I do. I'm a little nervous that you want to go in the lab right now and test out a new game.
It's fine.
When we have my friend Jeff driving through town, checking out the show, he says we're hilarious. Loved all the naked bowling stories, by the way. His wife says that he has got a great naked bowling story from Purdue. I need to hear that one, Jeff.
All right. Good stuff.
It's great.
Yes.
So bring your A game.
As you
Jeff
said.
Jeff is listening.
As you said, we're going to jump in kind of the test kitchen here. All right. We're going to try out a little game. I'm going to call
Jeff, if this fails, it's not indicative of the entire show.
I'm going to call it Tap Out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what I would like, if you want us to tackle a subject, text us whatever subject. 502-795-1997.
We just have to name a bunch of stuff in that subject?
Yeah, in that area, in that subject, until we can't. So yeah, Kelly and I will go back and forth naming items in a subject until someone has to tap out. All right? So we'll start. I've got some to start.
How much of a hesitation are we allowed before you call that the tap out? Like, what are the rules here? We need a little groundwork with the rules.
Like, I don't know, a couple seconds.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
All right.
Sounds like we're going to wing it.
Sounds like we're going to wing it.
I feel like these rules can be interpreted
again,
as we go.
This is a test kitchen.
Right.
We're just workshopping some stuff here real quick.
Workshopping it out. You guys get to come along. Okay.
All right. We'll start first. Condiments.
Condiments.
You go first.
That should be ranch.
Ranch. Ketchup.
Mayo.
Mustard.
Honey mustard.
Chipotle sauce.
Barbecue.
Ooh. Hawaiian sauce.
Soy sauce.
As a condiment?
Yes! Barbecue ranch. Tap out! I'm going to tap out on you!
All right, fine.
This is a fun game. I like this game.
Oh, you like this game? This is stupid.
This is really dumb. If you say too many...
Okay, yeah. Someone texted in, so we'll take this suggestion.
Okay.
Drinks. Ready?
Oh, drinks. Okay.
Go.
Pina colada.
Beer.
Strawberry daiquiri.
7-Up.
Banana daiquiri.
Coke.
Peach daiquiri.
Sprite.
Dr. Pepper.
Milk.
Blackberry Dr. Pepper.
Orange juice.
Cherry Coke.
Water.
Mountain Dew.
Ice water.
Mountain Dew Blast.
Pineapple
Orange juice.
I already said it.
Oh, you did? Apple juice.
Grape juice.
Raspberry lemonade.
High C.
Blueberry lemonade.
Grape lemonade.
Peach lemonade. I'm just going through all the flavors.
Peach tea.
Peach tea. All sweet tea.
Regular tea. There you go. Tap it out. All right.
I know people are yelling at the radio along with us.
Someone texted in 1 hour later. Listen,
1 hour later.
Listen, we are workshopping a game here. We're just figuring it out. It may not stick.
That was
it
a good
may
volley,
stick.
Though. That was a good volley. But I feel like there were a lot of probably questionable, like just one lemonade should probably have been named, even though I violated that in a very big way.
Okay, you can't roll in with dog breeds. That's going to be so short.
I don't know anything. The only dog breed I know of is pug.
Pug. I'd say
pug,
pit bull,
end of the
and
game.
Mutt. Okay, great. There is it. Tap
That's
out.
It.
All right. By the way, yeah, if you want to text a subject, we'll do maybe a couple more.
Oh.
Just to workshop it through.
We're just workshopping it out.
Yeah. You want to do pizza toppings?
Okay, we could probably do that.
All right, pizza toppings.
Pineapple.
Okay.
That's aggressive.
Green pepper.
Wasn't it? Ham.
Pepperoni.
Sausage.
Cheese.
Anchovies.
Sauce.
Oh, I would never eat that. I would say we already said pepperoni. Bacon.
Oh, it was close. Onion.
Green peppers.
I already said it.
Oh, black peppers.
Peppers tapping you
olives,
out.
Olives,
I'm tapping
black,
you out. Black peppers.
Black olives. My dad loved black olives. Dang it. This is a stupid game. I don't like it.
Oh, shoot. All right.
I hate that I said anchovies. I would never eat anchovies. By the way, did you like the way I started with pineapple?
Yeah.
That's the hill I'm dying on. Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay, good.
Let's do One more.
By the way, thank you
to everybody who's been texting in subjects. There are a majority of them. We can't probably name three.
So no.
It's too specific. Famous authors.
Nope. I got nothing. Colleen Hoover. That's all I've got. James Patterson. That's as far as it goes.
The one who did Harry Potter.
That's what. J.K. Rowling.
I would tap out immediately.
All right. Okay. All the Rivers? All right. Really?
Yeah. People think we're really smart. I was going to say, you're giving us way too much credit.
Okay.
All right. One more round of tap outs. Do you want to do emojis?
Emojis? Oh, there's many.
Yeah.
Wait, we can't look at our phone, right?
No.
Oh.
Emojis. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Crying, laughing, tilted.
Crying, laughing.
Heart.
Ooh. Hands up.
Knife.
Thumbs up.
Water gun.
Punch.
Bomb. Why am I picking all the violent ones?
No. Smile.
Flying money.
Just this is a car.
Ghost.
No. Bus.
Alien.
Jockey.
House.
Bourbon glass.
Beach.
A donut.
Sun.
Moon.
Star.
Rainbow.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, hard eyes. Did we say hard eyes?
No.
Okay.
Star eyes.
Oh, the drooling. That one.
The upside down smile.
Why are we acting out the emojis? A demon.
Oh.
I'm back to the deadly ones.
The policeman.
Isn't there a nunchuck?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Toast.
Oh, sandwich.
Hamburger.
Donut.
I already said it.
Pie.
Cake.
Potato.
The horn.
Oh, the birthday cake.
Drums.
The party hat.
Battery.
Oh, there's a battery?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tap out! All right. We'll be done with this round. All right.
Well, the possibilities on that one was kind of endless.
People are like, "Well, I didn't think you guys were that smart." Yeah, you know.
Why does Sandy says I'm yelling poop at the radio?
Oh, what? Emoji.
Oh, emoji. The poop emoji.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And how did we not?
I don't know how we didn't get that one. All right, is that one that we keep?
I don't know.
The tap out game?
I'm going to have to call Jeff and see what he likes.
Your friend is listening?
I feel like he's not biased because he's just passing through. He doesn't really have a good snapshot of the
show. You mean our listeners are biased?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. If they listen, they're probably grading on a curve because they already like us.
Grading on a curve.
Right, yeah. So Jeff is just hearing us kind of for the first time. So
all right.
I'll call Jeff and see what he thinks.
All right,
and
you call
him. And what his decision is stands.
Wow.
Jeff is going to decide. We keep it.
All right. So we just workshopped a game there on 99.7 DJX. Hope you enjoyed.
You just have to make sure that the subjects are of our intelligence
level. Our remedial
level. Yes.
Alphabet letters.
That might be hard, though. Going back and forth.
Numbers. They say the holy word. All right. Let's get to a feel-good story real quick.
So the Philadelphia Phillies recently gave their bat boy, 26-year-old Adam Crognoli, the star treatment, created a hype video for him to help get him elected to this year's All-Star Game Ball Crew.
Nice.
Next year, it's called the All-Star Ball Crew. What it is they combine good plays made by ball boys, ball girls, and this year they're including some bat boys, which is where I come into play. Because of a play I made a couple weeks ago, Schwarber hit a chopper that was coming towards the dugout. I kind of just instant react was to jump up and catch the ball versus it hitting somebody or going into the dugout and hitting somebody, not paying attention. I mean, I made the play. It's a dream come true. I don't take it for granted.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that amazing? So, yeah, they kind of came up with a compilation of some pretty awesome little plays that he was making kind of on the sidelines that the camera captured and made this really cool. Made him look really cool.
Nice.
And he actually won the 3-day public voting to serve as the National League's bat boy in the MLB All-Star Game, which, of course, then the National League ended up winning.
Yeah, they ended up winning.
So that's pretty awesome. And Adam's backstory is pretty amazing, too. He had to overcome a cancer diagnosis of lymphoma in his knee when he was younger that temporarily stole his ability to run.
Mm.
Fortunately, his treatment was successful. He went on to graduate from Temple University and earned his dream job as the Phillies bat boy. And, yeah, now he's running and doing all sorts of crazy little catches there on the side. You can see the hype video and his whole story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Kelby. You get the first one.
Yeah, it says riding solo to work today. What you say? We wiggle in some Jason Derulo for TBT. Look at that.
Oh, I like that. That
Look
was creative.
At all those
that was creative.
We wove into that.
Yep, there you go. Throwback Thursday's on 99.7. DJX. Man, there was an era of Jason Derulo where you could not escape that guy.
You could not.
He had hit after hit after hit.
And you did not know it was him, too, because he was always saying, Jason Derulo.
Now he's on TikTok and he owns a car wash. So there you go.
Great. Yeah. What a neat next chapter.
I know.
He's a businessman.
Evolving.
Exactly.
Evolving. Kalen rolls in. TBT. Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. Remember this?
Before it was super cool for country crossover.
Nelly.
They were kind of pioneers, weren't they?
Well.
Florida Georgia Line?
Maybe. But Nelly did that with Tim McGraw back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. So, wow. All right, there you go. A little bit of this. Throwback Thursday. Wow.
Forgot about that one, didn't you?
Man, forgot about that one.
You did.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
And Tattooed Mexican says, I need some Swing by Savage.
Oh, Savage.
Do we have that?
Well, yeah, you know, I looked a little bit more, and we do, but I'm already playing Swing Swing. So
on one word.
I know.
And Ben doesn't like to read the entire thing.
I know. That's kind of me in a nutshell right there. I just read the subject line and I just assumed what they wanted.
It's close enough.
Anyways,
right?
Enjoy.
Right.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, just a tip.
I enjoyed that though.
Yeah, it was good.
I forgot about how fun that song was.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Scotty from Shelbyville. How about some Lady Gaga, Just Dance?
Oh, see?
Oh, yeah!
You know, Lady Gaga has, again, so many songs.
She rolled
sometimes,
in with the thunder with
I was
going to
say,
one,
sometimes
she?
You forget this absolute annihilating banger.
This was her intro, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. By the way, requests 502-795-1997. It's your half hour here on DJX.
Why are people, multiple people, rolling in? This is not the one. Well, okay, I'm glad.
Oh, we'll get to the other one that you were talking about.
We don't have to.
Coming up here in a minute, but I don't even know who said this, but this is a good one. Neo, Miss Independent.
Miss Independent, that is a good one.
Yeah. I like the variety so far. Y'all are good.
You're on point.
Yep. That's good. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
That was for Natalie. Yeah, and she's also going to be pleased with Sean's request because he wants to hear Mambo Number 5, and so did she. And why are we doing that? That wasn't good when it was popular.
Oh, no.
Did anybody really like the song?
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no. We're seeing here in Kelly.
2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in
here it
the
is.
No!
Let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need.
Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica here.
Doesn't even say Kelly in this?
Doesn't even.
Oh,
no, man,
that's the reason. Whatever. That's the reason why it's Kelly fine. Doesn't like this song. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Of all the hundreds and hundreds of names he could have used in this 3 minute and 31 second song,
it's fine.
Kelly was...
It's fine to
excluded.
Be snubbed by Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
I'm fine with
Still
it.
Waiting on Mambo number 6. Never got it.
Never got it.
Where you at, Lou?
Ashley needs a vacation.
All right.
She wants to go to Miami. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will say, I couldn't find this song for the hottest second because I couldn't spell Miami.
Are you kidding?
I was like M-A. I kept doing M-A.
Not the I.
Yep. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Welcome to Mammy.
Mammy, that's how I was doing it.
I know.
Dylan Hassenpepper rolls in. Not really sure if that's his real last name or not.
It's not. He just wants to be in the family of our imaginary friends.
Yeah.
He wants White Tee Dem franchise boys. Ooh. Do we?
You know what? Close. We have close to that.
Plain white tees?
We do have that.
Hey there, Delilah's not the same.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm a fireside. Oh, it's what you do to me.
See, this is the same.
Not the same at all. Not at all.
Look, now Dylan understands what our tattooed Mexican friend went through.
We always take a side street.
We don't always. We do sometimes.
Always.
Brooke rolls in. Hey, good morning, Sunshines. Birthday this weekend. Hey! She is...
She says 44. Yuck.
Well, you're double the Taylor Swift, 22.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you guys pick something out for me? Have a great day. All right.
Oh. Here's hoping you get lucky.
Absolutely. Brooke, because there's nothing that makes you feel more young, right?
That's right, Brooke. You're still a good girl. Like the legend of the Phoenix. Get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. Brooke, you hear that?
She likes it.
She's got a birthday.
She likes it.
Hopefully that's all happening.
Dr.
Throwback Aaron Thursday.
Says Ben is killing it with the adjacent request today. Absolutely.
Sometimes it just falls into place, right?
Sometimes it just happens organically.
Yeah, organic. That's what I like.
When Ben doesn't read the entire message.
Right, just the subject line. Sometimes that works. Jeremy rolls in on my way to a job interview. Anything good for some luck?
Well I mean,
there's only one. I mean,
yes,
Jeremy.
You better work.
Yep. You want a hot body?
You want that Bugatti?
Yep. You want a Maserati?
You want a hot body?
Yes. Yes.
Get it, J-Mart!
Yep. You better work, bitch. You want a All right, throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Good luck, Jeremy. Hope you snag that job.
That's right.
You better work, work.
You better work. Mm-hmm. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Ashley's rolling in with little JT. Why does it feel still disrespectful?
It does feel a little disrespectful.
Brittany with JT.
Sorry, Britt. Sorry, Britt.
Why? Does it still feel... After all these years,
it's been like 20 years. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Michael says, I hate this song.
Yeah, well, all right, it's over. We don't play the entire song on Throwback Thursday here.
No, but just 99.7
EJX, right. That's right. Ashley rolls in, potential breakup song.
Oh!
This had a moment on social media.
It did, and they were even here.
Yeah, they played a bash back in the day.
Remember
Throwback
when we
Thursday.
Did that?
Allie and AJ. Yeah, good one. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Let's just shout out to Angela. She is dealing with some people driving slow this morning.
Oh, no.
She's feeling some sort of way.
Okay. Candace rolls in and says, LMFAO anything.
Oh, wow.
All right. Since we have maybe like two or three that we can pick from.
She said, did they have more than one?
They do. Oh, okay. They have Party Rock.
Right.
They have Party Rick and Jason.
Oh, sure.
Sexy and I Know It.
Yeah.
Some other ones.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
There
I mean,
go.
Really, they don't write lyrics like that anymore.
They don't.
I got passion in my
veins.
And
I ain't afraid to show it. That's right. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJ.
Oh, wait, Dr. Aaron's like, listen, we need a little taste of Party Rick. We just a little bit. Just a little taste for Party Rick.
So there is a lot of people who have no idea even what that means.
All the more reason to play it so you can introduce a whole new audience to this magic.
Okay,
that happened
so a long time ago, there was a Party Rock anthem.
When Ben had more time on his hands.
And there was a character that we created called Party Rick. And this tells a little story about Party Rick.
And a party he had at his house.
That's right.
When his mom wasn't home.
That's right.
Party Rick! Hey guys, it's Rick. Thanks for coming to my party. I got them Totino's pizza rolls in the oven. Feel free to grab a seat on the couch, but make sure you take your shoes off before you come in.
Let's go. Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants you to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Make sure you wipe your feet.
But everyone better have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
Take your feet off the couch, guys.
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Hey, use a coaster.
Doesn't want to see ya. Break that.
That was my mom's vape, guys. She's not going to be very happy because that was the only one left in cold. I'm serious. I wouldn't know who's gonna replace this. That was a priceless artifact.
In the crib, Party Rick. Looking for your girl, she leaving quick.
Hey!
Non-stop since it starts at 6. Booty moving jams like sailing by sticks. What's in this drink? Gots to know.
Mr. Poop, root beer, and Diet Coke.
Half past 8 and gots to go. Need some money? Pizza Rose. Yo, he's running through the halls like Drano. He's got Nintendo 64, Super Mario Brothers. It's Party Rick!
Hey! Told you to leave the kitchen. My mom's coming home. No effect in her bedroom.
Oh my God.
Party Rick is in the house. All right,
we can be done.
What's up, guys?
We can be done.
Everybody's taking it far back. Amber's like, oh my gosh, Jen, Party Rick, yes.
Yeah. All right, oh, wow. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Party Rick is in the house.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, a lot of requests come in. Let's roll this real quick. Don't trust me. 303. Sorry, we're letting this marinate way too long.
Lingering.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Lingering.
Sorry.
Sorry. Where are we going? Time is running out.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Fine. This all caps. Kesha. All right. Sure. Shelly, we got you. Fine. Played recently. TJX. Okay. All right, Throwback Thursday. Wait. Hang on. We got to get to this part. Love sick crackhead. All right, that's it. It's Throwback Thursday.
I mean, Shelly just rolled in with that request at the last minute. She's like, I just tuned in. And boom, instant gratification with her request.
Listen,
instantaneous customer service.
Why did you say that?
What is what you said?
Because there were so many people in queue that got bumped by Shelly rolling in at the last minute.
Right. They're all going to hate her now. Sorry. Don't hate Shelly. Just don't hate the player, hate the game. Wait,
we're the game.
We're the game. Don't hate us.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. So sorry. We want to get to everybody.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to 7-year-old Elizabeth's birthday.
I know. We didn't.
She
I'm sure she's going to have
a party in the USA, but we played it last week.
Yeah, we did.
I was looking for something else.
We did.
So hopefully she has a great birthday. And they play that song on her phone.
On her phone. All right. It's Throwback Thursday every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Get to a stupid fact of the day this morning on 99.7 DJX. Just random things we find on the internet. We toss it out to you. You know, toilet paper, right? You heard of it?
I've heard of toilet paper.
All right.
May have used it once or twice.
Back in the 30s, let's feel lucky that we live in the year we do, because the toilet paper that used to grace the restrooms is not nearly as plush and quilted as it is now.
I get like ultra plush, like the plushiest plushie that you can buy.
So back in the 30s, like the 1930s.
Yes.
Like almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Brand of toilet paper. Northern Bath Tissue.
Okay.
Their big selling point, their big slogan on the packages.
Mm-hmm.
100% splinter free.
Wow. As in now you don't have to worry about splinters.
That was not always a guarantee with toilet paper back then.
Wow.
Because obviously made from pulp wood,
yes,
you know, paper.
And they hadn't quite refined that.
They hadn't refined it to the fact that you could get a splinter in there.
Oh, wow.
That's a pain that I don't think I've ever experienced, and I don't think I ever want to.
I didn't realize that I was going to today start to appreciate and see toilet paper in a whole new light.
Yeah, well.
Like, when I go and buy that, I actually just bought it yesterday.
Yeah.
We were running low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and told my daughter, like, we get this one. It's the quilted northern ultra plush.
Sure.
Not just plush, ultra.
It's like you're wiping plush with a bath towel.
With a pillow.
Yeah.
It's like a pillow.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how we roll. We can't do any other way. We have to live with, like, I think it's technically 2-ply, but it's the thinnest of the thin, like, almost splinter.
Here
at the station.
Right. It's basically like two barely 1-ply smacked together to make it 2-ply.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like this, you can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
Thinnest layers.
Yeah.
So I did not realize how much I need to maybe just look at the little things in life, the little, these are real luxuries. Luxuries.
Yeah. First world problems.
First world problems, indeed.
Yeah.
That we are able to pick a super plushy brand
now,
to feel like that we're using pillows.
For people like me, I choose to pick 1-ply.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, sir? Why would you do that to yourself? Don't you want the plushy, pillowy softness of the ultra plushy life?
Sure. I leave that to my parents and stuff like that. So I still enjoy going over to their houses and my in-laws because they have the nice plushy toilet paper. I'm
but
like,
you won't splurge
vacation
for that for yourself?
It's because I have all women in the house.
Okay, and so, and they don't demand it?
No, I'm just saying we use so much of it that it would clog the pipes. I think.
You think? You've never tested your theory by allowing that to happen. I bet
right.
you anything, if you ever brought any of that up in the house and your ladies used it just once, they're like, we're never going back. It's like when you drive with
heated seats for
the first time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't ever ride in a car that doesn't have heated seats, especially in the winter. Again, you can't do it. You can't go back.
No, I get that.
It's like we're never going back to crank down windows in our car either. It's electric all the way.
Listen, and we're not going back to splinters in our toilet paper.
We're not going back to splinters, but you're close with 1-ply.
Well, why
are you flirting with that?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not flirting with it. There's
a little bit. I feel like there's danger.
Yeah, there's no splinters
or paper cuts.
There's not enough.
Feels like there's danger of a paper cut.
There's not enough ply to actually have a splinter in there. You know, I'm sure someone from MSD will back me up on that. That the big, you know, plushy stuff.
Well, see, you don't need to
caught
use
a little bit more.
50 squares to have enough to use when it's ultra plushy. You can use less because it's super plushy.
Yeah. See, I'm
you can
just
be responsible and still live the super plushy life.
You know.
That's the hill I'm dying on.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We all have those hills.
I will never not splurge for the plushie.
We all have those hills. Mine is natural peanut butter.
Oh, okay. That was a sharp left turn.
Wait, you
wow. We are in the toilet right now, currently. And then we sidetracked going into the kitchen. It was just
well, you were like, this is the hill I'm dying on, is 2-ply plushy toilet paper. And I'm like, yes, I respect that, but my hill is natural peanut butter.
Natural peanut butter.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do just the store brands. Is there a particular brand of natural peanut butter that
is the
best?
It just has to be peanuts and salt. That's all it's got to be.
Peanuts and salt. So you're looking at the bottle.
Yeah.
And if it has anything else in there.
Yeah, you got to be able to stir it, basically.
Oh, you have to stir it every time you want to use it?
Yeah.
See, that's too much work for me. I can't do that.
See?
throw in some preservatives again, so that
tell
I can
I'm
just.
Sorry, okay. We're getting away from everything.
That's a lot.
Getting away from everything.
That, oh man.
It would be a shock to most.
Yeah.
To know that this is the number one morning show in Louisville.
Wait, are they the ones that talk about toilet paper?
It would be a shock.
About toilet paper. That's the one. That's the show.
All right.
One.
So there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
You made us number one.
Let's be thankful that we live in the year we do.
Yes,
and not
no
back
splinters.
In the 30s. And we don't have to worry about splinters in our toilet paper.
Dear Lord. Yep. This is an appreciation post for toilet paper.
Exactly what it is. On 99.7 DJX. All right. We got setting the bar stories still to come. Feel good stories and more on the way. Let's get a feel good on. Do this every hour.
So a chocolate lab, a 10-year-old chocolate lab named Coda in Alaska, slipped out of his collar on a camping trip July 4th.
Oh, no.
Maybe he got spooked by fireworks.
Yeah.
Grabbed his Frisbee and was out. And that's when his owners, like his Lewis little... and Ann, were like, oh, crap, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
He's got his Frisbee. He packed up and left.
He's like, this is all I need.
That's all I need. So they looked for him literally for 9 days.
Aww.
On land,
yeah.
By sea. Like, there was really, it was such a remote area they were in, you could really only get there by boat or plane.
Mm.
And so they put it out there on Facebook. It got shared around quite a bit of times. And it ended up on a page called Alaska Pack Rafting. And that's where a pilot named John saw it, felt a calling to go look for him, and found him pretty quickly.
I can only imagine if he could tell us what he went through, what his story would be.
You see the pain, you see the scaredness, and I think he just knows how grateful he is to be back with us.
Saw the post on Alaska Pack Rafters. I just had a real gut feeling that I was going to find the dog.
These three photos popped up on my messenger, and it was the ones that John sent me, and it was the one of him in front of the airplane, on the airplane, and with John. And I just... screamed, oh, it's him, you know, like so excited.
And you can hear how emotional she is over this.
Yeah, it's such like that feeling of finding a lost animal is so great.
Yeah, I mean, you lived it. Your cat was gone for a month.
Month, yep.
John landed his plane about a mile and a half upriver from where Coda was missing. Mm. And within minutes of getting his plane tied down, out pops Coda.
Aww.
And of course he was scared. It was a stranger danger kind of thing. Yeah. But he had some milk bones. And he came prepared with snacks,
sure.
And was able to coax him into the plane that way. And yeah,
that's smart.
He lost some weight. He had some sore paws, a little scratch on his nose. But other than that, he's okay. And I think, glad to be back with mommy and daddy.
For sure.
You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
It's time for setting the bar story, which
is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, go big or go home is the phrase, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Matthew probably shouldn't have done that.
Went small and stayed home.
Yeah, probably should have done that. Because if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing an excavator.
Oh, wow.
To snag an ATM from a bank.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Well, listen, that shows a little thought. Yeah, I mean,
thought.
He was hatching the plan. He's like, I'm going to need some heavy artillery to kind of, some sort of heavy machinery. Too, because those things are pretty bolted down, the ATM machines, right? So I'm like, probably not even with my pickup truck. I don't think if I just hooked a chain around it, I don't think it can handle it.
An excavator was.
That scoops out dirt? Like,
yeah, I mean, I knew
big holes.
I knew it was like a big construction piece of machinery.
It's a scooper,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, kind of looks like a, if it were a dinosaur, it'd be like a brontosaurus.
Well, the brontosauruses have small heads, though.
But it has a long neck.
It's a big scoop. It's a big scooper. Everyone knows what a scooper is.
Matthew, this from the news there in Oregon.
32-year-old Matthew Evan Armour faces several charges, including aggravated theft, possession of a stolen vehicle.
Possession of a stolen vehicle.
Yeah, it's an excavator.
Sure, it's still a vehicle. It moves, right?
And more.
Yeah. So he was able to snag about $58,000 from the ATM.
What? Okay. How far did he have to travel from where he took the excavator and then had to drive it to where the ATM was. Because
that's
feel like
my question.
That's unusual, right? I know. You don't see that driving down the road every day, do you?
Right. You know, and if you are able to make it onto a construction lot and figure out how to hotwire one of those.
Right, because they probably didn't leave the keys in, or maybe they did.
Or maybe they did, you know, because who's going to do that?
And I've never been inside the cab of one of those things, so I don't know if it's real easy, like,
to drive, to figure out. Yeah, is it like a car? Right.
Reverse,
but
drive.
Yeah, if you're driving down the street.
People are going to notice that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're driving down Shelbyville Road and all of a sudden there's an excavator coming your way, you're like, right. Hang on.
Because those are delivered on a flatbed truck to the construction sites
and
where they
usually there are
used.
Those trucks that say wide load and then you can't pass them.
Right,
and then
but
it's
they're not
annoying.
Ever driving down
no.
the street. On
no,
their own.
No.
That's going to be the first thing that stands out.
Yeah, that's a big old red flag.
Wow, but bold move. I mean, he was just like, listen, this thing can scoop that right out of there.
Yeah.
I'll take the whole dang machine.
Well, and he did.
Wow.
He did.
Did he do it at night or during the day?
I don't know. Mm. That I don't know. But yeah, it was stolen from a nearby construction site, driven to the bank.
Wow.
I know, right?
He's like, listen, I just stole $58,000. Can I use that for bail money?
Right. So, look. Go big or go home. Matthew decided, you know what? If I ain't living, I'm dying.
That's elaborate.
Let's go.
It's just like, I refuse to get a job.
Right.
This is how I want to get paid
this
instead.
This is how I'm going to do it. So if you can manage to make it through the day without first stealing an excavator.
I mean, bonus points for him figuring out how to drive it.
Yep. And then driving it to a bank to steal an ATM, then you're doing okay.
I really want to see the video of that route.
I
just
know,
want to see the whole
the
thing.
Tire
like,
tracks.
Like how, yes,
yeah.
How that all actually played out. Yep. I'd love to see it.
Yep. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story. Missed anything from the show? You can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com.
We were in the test kitchen a little bit today, so you can weigh in on whether you like our new game or not. It seemed to be getting rave reviews.
Yeah, you can weigh in on that.
And it feels like there's possibilities for it to go literally anywhere.
Yes,
like there aren't a lot of
like
limits to this game.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called, we called it Tap Out. And so you can see the video of us in the test kitchen, kind of workshopping this game. You know, who knows? Things that appear on the show typically are...
there was a first time
well,
at some point.
Yeah, there was a first time at some point. There was a first time we did Throwback Thursday for the very first time.
Exactly.
You know, I
and
mean,
look at
and,
that.
And we were testing that out.
Look at what it's grown into.
Even though we
beast.
Didn't necessarily say it was, we were workshopping this.
No.
Yeah, we just, we everything.
We jumped into the deep
yeah, exactly.
end of that one.
Everything has a start. So, anyways, you can kind of see how that all played out on our YouTube channel as well, Ben
That's
and
right.
Kelly Show. So
hit
you can,
subscribe.
Yes, please hit subscribe.
And hit the bell for notifications so you never miss a video.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we're going to be getting new owners soon, so
yeah, we do need to put
make
our
it look,
best. Yeah.
Make it look good for them.
How much money have we made so far on the YouTube channel? It's like, was that up to $4?
Well, this week,
$6.63.
So
what a great week!
I'm
we still got
you.
Another day.
I know, another day.
Wow, that's
right.
Impressive to them, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Another shot for you to get in on that $2,000 or the slushy machine, which, by the way. We have some kudos to dole out to some winners here. We had Deanna B. and you, Robin C.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yes, Robin, very excited. $2,000 richer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also talked about, I mean, it started off with Amber's boyfriend's guy's trip who that she found out they went naked bowling. So mm-hmm. then it went to a side street of what other sports maybe should you not do naked?
Yeah.
There was a lot of possibilities.
There are possibilities in that.
A lot of possibilities of
but
of
you
naked
in,
sports.
In a little piece of almost stupid fact of the day, you learned that the ancient Romans who were in the Olympics were in sport,
I did
naked.
Not understand that the first Olympians yeah. there in Greece were actually competing naked.
Yeah,
you
well, know.
Why was that?
It was to honor Zeus.
Oh,
I think.
Okay, but I feel like even Zeus, in every way he's been portrayed, had some. He had like a toga.
Listen, you don't know.
I'm just saying.
You know, maybe that's what they added to him later.
Okay.
Maybe he was a more free spirit.
Okay.
All he needed was his lightning bolt, and that was it.
Got it.
All right, guys, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.